Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch. Joining me now here at the New York Stock Exchange is Peter Tuckman, the legendary Einstein of Wall Street. Peter, so good to see you.
Such a pleasure. Welcome back.
So we hear your voice is not as loud as normally. What happened to you?
So normally, you know, I'm rather loud and obnoxious, but I had surgery on my neck still from a long COVID situation. So my vocal cords were compromised, but I'll be back in a couple of weeks. But I could not turn down an interview with my favorite journalist.
So I highly appreciate that. So thank you so much for joining us, Peter. Looking back here to the floor, half of the year 2023 is already over, and it's much better, I think, than many people expected. Are you happy that everything is so stable?
You know, look, the market is a funny thing, right? For everybody who thinks it's going down, there's a whole team that thinks it's going up. I would say after 2022, which was such a challenging year. Look, you need to look at everything through the eyes of COVID, right? 2020, the rebound coming off of 2020, obviously with the Federal Reserve's help, and then the double rebound in 2021, and then 2022, once we started to raise interest rates and the pullback in the tech market. Coming into 2023, we had so many headwinds, so much rotation in the market, so much post-COVID trauma, right? And a market that saw 2022 take stocks down as much as 80%. So 2023 has actually been a great year. People were calling for a recession, a major sell-off, a big crash, the death cross, the inverted yield curve. I mean, every possible negative sentiment was out there being pounded, right? We saw so many moving parts. The Federal Reserve, interest rates, possibility of recession, the Ukraine war, and a market that does what it does, right? Over time, historically, markets go up. Every sell-off that we've seen historically has been a better buying opportunity than selling opportunity. I think the market has performed incredibly in the eyes of all the challenges. We have a lot of headwinds. Obviously, the interest rate story is big. UK yesterday raised its interest rates to 5%. China yesterday announced a big slowdown in their economy. Obviously, Europe has had challenges on their own. The Ukraine war has been a big wild card. Obviously, here at the US, still coming out of the challenges of 2022, which saw stocks literally go down 70, 80, 90%. So, in response to that, the earnings have been okay. The interest rate raises are coming to the runway is getting longer. I don't think we're going to stop because they raised interest rates to curb inflation, pulling money out of the supply chain. And it seems to be working, but we still have a lot more room to go. So I don't think it's over, but surely we had 12 months of 75 basis point, the most aggressive raise in history, and yet the market did not really pull back in a big way. We marched our way. We built a foundation. We are now at 50, 25, and a pause. So we're going in the right direction. And yet, look, I'm a firm believer that the market tells us what it thinks of all the situations. And if the market is taking into account a slowdown in interest rate raises, still a slowdown in some of the economic challenges, I think that the market at whatever we are, 4,400 on the S&P and 34,000 on the Dow, is an incredible performance in the eyes of all the challenges.
Peter, now you answered all my questions.
Giddy up.
Good job. Maybe let's talk about tech stocks. So, you know, the big names are back. Then there are the artificial intelligence stocks. Do you think this is like the next big thing?
You know what? Look, It's funny to me. It reminds me of crypto. I know I look like Einstein. I'm not that smart. And when I can't understand something or I can't see the future of it, I kind of put it aside for a while. I didn't get crypto for a while. I didn't understand it. I don't think anybody does. The whole blockchain, I can't understand blockchain. And that makes sense. But the whole NFTs, crypto, the whole thing. Anyway, it's we'll figure it out one day. So AI is obviously here to stay. I don't know if it's a good thing yet. Obviously, everyone's weighing in, and that's challenging. It seems that the stocks are getting a lot of attention very quickly. Now, is this going to be one of those boom and bust situations? It's possible. I think, look, even people who supported it in the beginning are already pulling back and saying it could be dangerous. There are challenges. So right now, it seems like it's the flavor of the moment. You say in French, le fruit de moment, right? It's the flavor of the moment. I don't know what the future's going to be, but I don't lump it in to the tech sector. We've seen an amazing rally in the dogs of 2022. Have come off the mat 20, 30, 40%. Now, granted, they were way oversold. And they obviously were oversold because of the change in landscape of interest rates. But I think they're back. I think they will lead us to a stronger market. How much is AI going to participate? I don't know.
I mean, even here at the exchange, technology changed so much. I mean, back in 20, 30 years ago, there were 1,000 people here, and then the technology came. Is artificial intelligence the next thing that maybe even more traders, market makers disappear here? We need our Einstein of Wall Street.
You know what? I will say it right here. I'm never retiring. I'll be here forever. Question is, look, yes, in 1985, there were 8,000 people here. Big support staff, squads, brokers, reporters, market makers, everything. As technology came in the mid-90s, early 2000s, obviously, we lost a lot of that. But we are not, by far, the only business that's gotten outsourced by technology. Every industry has seen a loss in outsourcing into technology of the human element. You know me, I'm a big supporter of the human element in financial markets. Will AI outsource humans even more? Look, some people say that there are ChatGPT or artificial intelligence programs that are trading better than humans. I don't believe it. They're probably doing pretty good. I must say, we are now probably about 800 people strong. The people who are still here have reinvented themselves, have established the value and the edge they have. So I don't think we're going to lose more to AI. I think it's going to make inroads into trading and into finance. But at the end of the day, the human element in such a volatile market is so important that no machine learning or technology can make the decisions that humans can make in the heat of battle. So I think we're here to stay.
So we have a lot of traders watching and a lot of people who are interested in the markets. And I'm sure they want to know what are for you the biggest challenges and the biggest opportunities.
So look, and obviously during COVID, we saw a huge influx of 40 million new traders, retail traders in the market. Unfortunately, it was the perfect storm in a good way, in my opinion, the democratization of the trading community, right? You saw Robinhood, Webull, suddenly free trading apps, and then COVID, and then 40 million people sitting at home with a couple of shekels in the bank wanting to trade the market. Unfortunately, they did not get the playbook that stocks don't only go up. They go down. If I want to be a pilot, I don't go to the airport, ask for keys to the plane, get in the plane and hope that I can fly. I don't get in a submarine and go to the bottom of the Titanic in a machine that's not tested, safety tested. So I think I'm happy that there are all these people trading the market. I think everyone needs to educate themselves about technical analysis, about price action, to get the playbook on that this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, that you need to learn how to trade the market to be successful. Look, we are in very challenging times, economically, politically, globally. Climate change. I mean, the world is a different place than it was 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago. The markets are always and forever changing, reevaluating, right? They're very nimble. And I think it's important that people understand change, adopt change. I was the last guy to accept the new technology, but I had to chase it at the end. So educate yourself about how to trade the market successfully. There's nothing. Invest in your future. Take the market seriously. Find something you love to do. Don't spend so much money on stuff. One of my biggest messages is invest in stocks, not stuff. You should always have, and I'm not an advisor, I'm not a stock picker, but the best defense against getting scammed or rug pulled by these signal alert people or people on Twitter space or people who claim they can make you a millionaire overnight is to educate yourself about the markets. Everyone should have an investment portfolio. Everyone should be diversified. Okay? Everyone, if you like trading, it's a wonderful market for traders. If you want to reach out to me, I happily teach you how to do it successfully.
Peter, it's so important what you said, so many important messages. In Germany, we have a huge trend to like green investments, yes. ESG, environment, climate change, all yes. These kind of things. Do you see this in the U.S. as well?
Look, you know, the U.S. is very funny, right? We noticed that when Mr. Trump came along, that there's a complete bifurcation of people's intelligence, education, and accepting of reality, right? You know, truth is not necessarily a lifestyle that people follow. I believe in climate change. It's very evident to me that the future is, if we don't adopt the understanding that we are destroying our environment, that we will reap the negative benefits of that. ESG came along. Stocks within the sustainable space came along. And it took a while for the large, big guys to adopt it. But it wasn't very sexy. And young people who are the next generation of the investment community didn't get the message because the message was not portrayed correctly. It's a story that needs to be part of a movement. I work with a lady. Her name is Dr. Vian Sharif. She lives in England, and she started a new database around, it's like ESG 2.1. It's called Nature. Okay? And she's creating an environment where companies need to come clean about their business practice, about their environmental footprint, and she's created a database for retail investors, for institutional investors, and for the big guys to find out how honest the big companies are. Look, what does it mean to invest in ESG and nature-friendly companies? That means you have to find out, go into the nooks and crannies, and find out how they're treating their employees, how they're treating the environment, and what is their future look like about their sustainable responsibility. Then you have to sell that message to the public. Responsible investing, I believe, is the way of the future. We just have to get the message across to the right people, and that's sexy. Very difficult. I think it's starting. We got to make it sexy. And we got to get it to the right people.
Peter, thank you so much. Always good to see you. I hope you will be much better soon.
Thank you. I'll always be here.
Peter Druckmann, the Einstein of Wall Street. Thank you very much. Und wenn euch diese Sendung gefallen hat, dann abonniert gerne den Podcast von Inside Wirtschaft und gebt uns ein Like.